Okay, friends, אנחנו מתחילים את הישיבת חברים. We begin the ישיבת חברים, and please join with us. Lai 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 la 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 lai 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 la la lai 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 חברים יקרים,
Dear friends, for me, it's a great honor, a privilege, to speak here on this Yeshivat Chaverim before a united European Kli, one group. It's something amazing. And I'd like to tell you about Terence sitting next to me, that he chose me to speak on the Yeshivat Chaverim. I got to know Terence about a year ago on the Turkey Congress, and there too we sat a few friends from Europe. The truth is, we were pretty dispersed. The Germans sat and on one side had a meeting of their own, each one of us in separate tables were talking, and we brought up the possibility, maybe we'll do something together, all Europeans. And I remember Terence, this new guy from France, doesn't understand what I want, became mad at me. What are you talking about? This is really foolish. He was, you know, angry with all his energy. What are you talking about? And I don't know what happened. I don't even, Terence remembers it much better than I do, because he reminds me about it every time. But afterwards there was a convention in Israel, a very big convention. And I remember that a new person came. A new person. And it is all thanks to the influence of the light and the influence of his connection with the friends. A new person came, a new desire, new intentions. And he started building a French group from his desire. He's really one of the main pillars there. You know him. And he grew and grew and grew. And now we're sitting a year later. And I really feel it as one European Kli. And what interests the friends here and what interests Terence is for there to be one group. I want to read an article that really speaks about us. There is a people dispersed among all nations, and Haman said that in his opinion we can succeed in eradicating the Jews, since they are separated, and our power thus against them will probably succeed, because that causes separation between man and the Creator, and the Creator won't help them because they're separate from him. And Haman went to correct that corruption, as it says that the Jews got together in order to be able to stand against. By getting together, we are saving ourselves and the whole world. L'chaim, European Kli.
Yes. Je me souviens vraiment, excusez-moi, je parle en français en fait. Je me souviens vraiment de ce moment en fait où j'ai rencontré Moshe. C'était vraiment très spécial. Comme il l'a dit, on était à Antalya. Et je crois que ça faisait 6 mois que j'étudiais la science, la sagesse de la Kabbale. Et Moshe, j'étais vraiment pas d'accord avec lui. C'était une réunion sur comment on va unir toute l'Europe en fait. Donc c'était il y a 2 ans, et on réfléchissait comment on va se réunir tous ensemble pour créer ce CLI européen, ce qui est le sujet de ce congrès. Et Moshe me donnait ses idées et moi je comprenais pas en fait, parce que j'avais mes idées et je croyais que j'étais dans la spiritualité. Mais quand je suis sorti de ce congrès, tous les jours j'ai pensé à Moshe. Et il était dans mon cœur et tous les jours je parlais de lui à tout le monde. Je disais que j'ai rencontré quelqu'un, il m'énerve, je comprends pas et tout. Et après en fait je suis arrivé en Israël et j'ai vu Moshe. Et quand j'ai vu Moshe, j'ai commencé à pleurer. C'était comme si on avait la même mère en fait. Et je lui ai dit, non, tu avais raison mon frère, excuse-moi. Et aujourd'hui vraiment on a une grande opportunité, c'est que on a eu ce congrès et aujourd'hui ce n'est plus une théorie, ce CLI européen, il existe vraiment. Et on doit, quand on va rentrer à la maison, on doit continuer à penser non plus au CLI français, non plus au CLI anglais ou au CLI de Bulgarie, mais on doit penser, non, maintenant il y a un CLI européen, comment est-ce que je fais pour me connecter à tous les amis qui sont dans le CLI européen, comment est-ce que je fais pour leur donner ma force. Chaque jour je dois penser à un groupe, le groupe européen en fait, qu'on ait une seule force, un seul homme avec un seul cœur. Ça doit plus être juste de la théorie, ça doit être quand je fais de la diffusion, quand je veux créer une chanson, comme le Rav a dit exactement quoi en fait. On doit penser tous ensemble en fait, qu'on ait une seule famille. C'est pas un problème la langue en fait, c'est juste qu'on est tous ensemble, un CLI européen, une seule famille, un seul homme. Yichaim. Hey.
I didn't understand a word from what Teron said because I have no translation, but I love him. And let's introduce our next speaker.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. The first time I met Moshe, it was...
No.
Okay. I don't know if there is a translation, so I will speak in English. The first time I met Steve, it was... I saw Steve a lot of times, you know, but I really connect with him in the last Congress of November in Israel. It was very late and I was hungry. Yes. And I saw Steve and I said to him, can you help me? I'm very hungry. And Steve was cooking for the friends and he called me. He said, yes, you can sit down. And he cooked the best meal I never eat. And like this, I was connected to him. And en plus, il parle français. He speaks French also. So I want to. He's a very special friend. I don't know how to say he's so great. Thank you, Steve, to be with us.
Thank you, my friend.
Shalom.
Hello, my name is Steve. I'm from the Netzrat Elite group in Israel. First of all, Ronit and I got married a week ago, and I wanted to tell you that we came to actually celebrate our honeymoon with you. And I want to say that there is no place in the world where we could get such love and warmth. So thank you very much and l'chaim. We came here on Wednesday and we got this mission to prepare the rooms upstairs where they're translating into 7 languages. And for some reason, we're given 6 people that all speak different languages. And the first day, without intentions, we tried to put together this project and it didn't really work. We went to eat. The very next morning we came. We read a passage from Shamati, we drank something, something small. It also helped. And 3 hours later, everything was there, ready, prepared. No explanation. No one understands how it happened. And the connection we had there, it's more or less the connection that we see here during these past 3 days. The way I feel it, we're all together here. All of us were Israel. And when we want to go overseas, then we go outside this gate. Because here, inside, we're all one. A lot of love, a lot of warmth, so pleasant and good to be here with one another. I simply don't have the words to express what's happening here, the dancing, the happiness, everything that's happening here, this whole tremendous connection. And I'd ask the Israeli Kli to stand up and to give applause to this whole world Kli that looks as one. It's simply us. It's us, so please let's stand up. Look how much love, look how much love there is here. L'chaim. We love you all. L'chaim. I told Tirans that during the Yeshivat Chavarim I'll surprise him with questions so that things will come out of his heart. So, Tirans, what is the most important thing for you now?
At this moment, it is imagine that you are doing a party with people you love so much, you know. Imagine that you love so much these people and they are enjoying. But it is the time that now, okay, they will go at home and you want to give them a present that they will remind. This party, they will remind that this party will never finish. Actually, it's just the end. Even it is finished, but it will never finish. Imagine that you are the organizer, you organize this party, and now what I would like to see is each of us here and in all the world will feel, will keep this present that you give to your guests. So this is what I would like to see right now, because it's possible we can do it. We did it. It's not a dream. We can feel it. Something very special happened here, and it's just the beginning of something very great, something special in Europe and in all the world. It's the continuation of what's happened in Israel. And we are together. So we'd like to invite our band. We'll take the words of Tirans and all of us together as one Kli. We'll sing together and discover the spiritual worlds. A united band.
Israel, Germany.
Israel,
Germany.
מחפש את המקום, מי לוחץ על
Now, friends, after we sang a bit, united, we're ready. Let's listen to the words of our dear Rav, what he sees in our future as one mutual kli. Let's watch a clip with Rav. The guys in the crowd are yelling to Moshe to say what he had to say. So we're experiencing sound problems. Okay, so as I said, let's watch a clip Bye, Rav. Thank you. So we really expect for this convention to succeed, for it to do something real, true. Can you envision such a picture? How will Europe be influenced? Will truly achieve unity at the convention? Look, Europe truly has two options, and it's really reaching the point of determination, either to fall back apart and nothing will be left of the euro, of its unity, and then this outbreak could even bring to the biggest war. Europe already gave birth to these wars in the past. On the one hand, that could happen. On the other hand, it could set an example for the whole world as a result of the common market, of the cooperation and mutuality. It could be an example for the whole of humanity. So the whole of humanity will reach a state where we're all in one place, connected together. We have no choice. It's not that there is some kind of land where we get together, a continent is getting together against America or China or someone else, and that's why we get together. No, but today we're getting together because we're facing the global nature that obliges us to do so. Thus, the example, that's the kind of example that we want to get from Europe. But again, it's only after we will come to the convention, and there we will want for Europe to get that form. I think that there are big distances between our friends. They're in different countries and in different places. We have to help them to be in a virtual connection with us, to really organize a virtual European forum where they'll get together and discuss how can they work in the mutual common spiritual market, and for it to finally happen, so that all the Europeans and all countries, regardless where and what, beyond all languages and differences, will be connected together in a mutual destiny, and by that will cause a change in the world, because Europe, it influenced things happening in the world the most. Do you see a new reality happening after this convention? Yes, and through it, a new reality in the world.
Hello.
What we're doing has the power to give birth to a new reality in the world. We're responsible for each and every one of the members in the world. And now I'd like to introduce a friend. His name is Ahmed. Ahmed Malash. He is Egyptian in origin. And today he lives in Italy. And we got to know him from the studies, someone who had plenty of questions. That's how I remember him. Why this way? Why that way? Here, there. And suddenly he popped up at the European, at the Italian convention, and simply did everything. He came to build things and disappeared. And again, came to build everything, help with everything, and disappeared. And now that he heard that there's a convention in Berlin and that there are 50 friends are coming, he took all that he has, and I must tell you that he doesn't have much, but he took all that he has and he bought a ticket. He bought a room. He bought the entry to the Congress and came here to be with us and to unite. So let's listen to the tremendous heart of this friend, of Ahmed.
Ciao a tutti. Non so cosa vi abbia detto Moshe.
Shalom lekulam, lo yoda ma amar lechem Moshe.
Hello everyone, I don't know what Moshe told you. But I can tell you that without Moshe I would have been nothing.
Sempre a Moshe, a auguro subito che tutti le cose.
All the good things that he said for me, they will be back for him.
Darvi il mio amore.
Lattet lachem et kol ha. Chashavti lattet lachem et kol ha'ava.
I thought of giving you all my love.
E sentivo dentro di me nel profondo. Chashti ota
bruchem. And I really love you to the bottom of my heart. Something eternal, it's something great.
Ma non veniva da me.
But it doesn't come from me. It always comes from him.
E in questo congresso ho avuto la fortuna.
And at this convention, I lucked out.
Ho avuto la fortuna di rivederlo in tutti i vostri occhi, in ognuno di voi.
I lucked
out to see him, the creator, in each and every one of you, in your eyes. And really, I have no words. I'd like to say something egoistic to enjoy even more. Yesterday Moshe said something that struck me. That the most important thing is our exertion. Before the Yeshivat Chaverim, I felt poorly. I didn't know what will I say. And then I said, at least I have to toil myself, to prepare myself not to say foolish things. And thus, while I was smoking a cigarette, I smoke a lot. I said, at least, till tomorrow I won't smoke anymore. And since yesterday, late lunchtime, I ate with another friend. Really, five noodles, small noodles. Until now, I didn't eat anything besides that. But I'm simply not hungry. Because you, you give me all that I will ever need. And I'd like to say one final thing. Now that I hear all these applause, and how good I am, yeah. But in Shamati, in the first article, at the end it says, if I understand it correctly, that all that man does is to give content to the Creator, and he has to do it all for the sake of heavens. And when I think about that, it makes me much, much, much happier. Thus we will thank this revolution I believe that we all anticipate, expect, all those moments that we lived through during this convention. I hope that what I'm saying is true.
Perché deve essere visto, secondo me, da due punti di vista.
You have to see it from two angles.
Innanzitutto come un suo dono.
First of all, that it's a gift.
E poi come una cosa che ci siamo guadagnati.
And something that we've earned.
Ce lo siamo guadagnati.
We've earned this thing. After such a thing, there isn't much to say, Hunterans.
I don't think we can add something else.
So let's, אולי אנחנו ככה, בוא נראה הפתעה, הפתעה של חברים שלנו.
Let's see a surprise our friends made us, that they sent it from a very far place. Let's see a clip and see who else is uniting with us while we're in Berlin. So I hope that we'll see a clip.
Singapore.
We love Israel.
I'm Gabriel from Israel.
I'm Dmitry from Russia.
I'm Richard from Israel.
I'm Michael from Israel.
The true heroes of the human man from all over the world, from DB Israel, from Moscow, from Singapore, they're gathered here in the China Great Wall. The only building that can see in the outer space. This Great Wall is 10,000 kilometers long. It's a truly a symbol of isolation, separation, and the egoistic symbol of the world. And for the first time, our BB friends, we together with all the world king, we bring the heart here. We want to climb up the mountain, climb over the wall. So, friends, no matter where you are in Berlin, you're in San Francisco, you're in Moscow, no matter where you are, we're with you, and you are with us. The help!
We are the help!
We are the children waiting for your sign. Hello, liberation.
dear friend, when I came on the, I came very early on the morning, you see, to prepare this yeshiva, and when we were doing the preparation, a friend wake up and start to read for the preparation, and I saw him on the screen, and I asked Moshe, please tell me, who is this friend? I don't know him, but you know, he was just reading, but he touched me so inside, you know, it was so deep, it was just like a revelation. I am seeing the Messiah coming from Atzilut, I don't know, but it was Kostya. He told me, it is Kostya, you don't know him? And I said, no, I'm just born, I am a newcomer, you know, sorry, I don't know him. He told me he's very famous, but so I told him we need him to share with him what he is inside of him. Thank you.
This is my third convention in Berlin, and this is a very special convention. Why? Because in Berlin, the whole world was in Berlin. We saw the signs on our screens. There's a Berlin in New York, and Jerusalem, and Tel Aviv, and the Caucasus, and Peter, and Moscow. They're everywhere. Berlin was everywhere. The whole world thought about us. The whole world cared for us. And we succeeded. Rav said that we've found that spark. And now each one of us has to bring that spark to his country, to his group. And there, to inflate it, to turn it into a flame. But we, the ones who met here, we came to love each other. We're now responsible for one another. And if I will forget for a single moment about our love, about our goal, about you, then your spark will die out. And if you forget about me, about the goal, then my spark will die out. Thus, I love you. I trust you, and I'm sure that we'll succeed in everything. L'chaim. Before our friends will sing another song, I have to ask Terence. Terence, dear friend of mine, you told me that we have to be excited the same when we prepared, that we have to dress the same. You said a week ago that we should bring white shirts, black pants, and we put these tags on, the T tag. Why did you want us to look the same, really?
Moshe, you know, my dream is to be in equivalence of form with you. If I reach this point, I cross the marathon. That is why, you know, I bring a shot to Moshe, but he didn't put it, but it's okay.
Friends, we're sitting here, and from what I saw from Terence is that he wants, the only thing he wants is unity. And regardless with whom, regardless how to attain it, he's prepared to do everything. He put a shirt on me, he said, bring your pants, he said, that's what I feel from him, that it will be a symbol of our unity for us all to be one kli with one desire, to forget about all the rest of the things. And let's sing for that, L'chaim.
אשר הלכת הדלתות שננעלו החלומות אשר טיפחת בשנים אשר חלפו כל התשובות אשר חיפשת
הקצוות שנשארו פתוחים, אתה אולי עוד לא שמעת בקרוב למפגשים. אשר שכחת את שרי בלב שנשברו, אתה אולי עוד לא שמעת בקרוב הם יתחברו.
The next friend that I'd like to introduce, it's a very dear friend. I was personally very inspired by him. I'm really glad that he's a friend of ours. I'm really glad that he's part of the European Kli, because he has a very big soul and a very strong desire. And I don't want to tell you what I did when I was his age. I can't even remember, but I know that what that friend is doing now and where his thoughts are when I talk to him, I'm very envious of him, very envious of the place where his thoughts and heart is. And Rav says that soul has no age, and this is the proof. So let's hear our amazing friend Albert. Hello friends, I'm happy that we all came to this Congress. What I feel from this Congress, such a big, strong group, I'm very happy now that I can tell you all what I feel. There are many friends here sitting, and we shall come out to the upper light.
L'chaim.
Thank you very much, Albert, our great friend. And now, how is it that you don't know who Nandor is? I'd like you to introduce Nandor. Do you get translation? I'd really like for Terence to introduce Nandor.
Yes, I saw Nando also today. Moshe told me, you know, do you know Nando? You know, I study since 2 years, but I think I'm just like somebody who just born, you know. And I said, no. And he told me, talk with him. And I spoke with Nando, and he just gave me 2 sentences. I start to cry. I will keep them all of my life. Nando.
Not so easy to tell anything after such a great friend. So, I was on many congresses in the last 2 years, but I think this one is one of the most important ones, if it's not the most important. Why? Because I'm coming from a little country which was joined to the EU just a couple of years ago. And I really remember when our people were really happy, because everybody just started to feel that this is the freedom. We are really joined to the EU. We can travel between the countries without any documents. That was the most important issue. We can buy many things in Austria, you know, without any limitation. But after a couple of years, the disappointment was increasing. And then even the crisis was coming. So right now, Hungary is a sad country, even if we are a part of the European Union. But when I go home, practically, even to my group, but even to my neighbor, and can tell the biggest message that I get here, that there is a hope to put together a new Europe. The new Europe is not just a dream anymore, because practically we are the new Europe. I saw here many people from different countries, really without limitation, and this is the moment, and we really have to remember for this moment when we arrive to home, that now we start to build up a new union. This is not European Union. Maybe this, that will be maybe the Kabbaland. It's a total new country, and there is no necessary any passport anymore, just the love. And this is the opportunity where I can tell you that this is your real common responsibility to take this unity, what you get here. We have to take that home. We have to take home the big desire what we get from each other. What I can promise to you, I take to Hungary all of you in my heart. I will remember for you any time. And of course, if we meet anywhere in Europe or even in another continent, I always try to remember back to these 3 days where everything was starting again and again. Why I tell you this is a new hope? Because the people doesn't know that we know the solution. We know how can we survive. We know how can we really create a unity, not just the name. If somebody is really watch the television, you can see that the European Union is just a dream. It's hardly working. I have to tell the truth to you. But if you see this little room in Berlin, which is really the capital city of the world now, believe me, then you can see the hope. And what I would like to tell you, take this hope to home. Even who are really first time here. I am a very lucky man because I can see the greatest generation now. You are sitting here. And what I would like to tell you, never forget this moment. Never forget how we dance together, how we feel together, how we feel each other. And if you keep this connection and you keep this unity, you keep this common desire, I guarantee you it will be greater and greater and bigger. And just the time is a question when we meet really in a very big unity, and then the Bore, the Creator, will join to us. I really would like to say thank you for everybody who were here, because I understood many, many things during these 3 days. What means the love again? And I take this back to the Hungarian group. And I can promise you, we try to keep this desire, even if the world will be maybe in much more bigger problem. And of course, I don't want to forget that we have many friends out of Europe as well, who just watch us through the internet. Of course, the new country is not just a European continent. This is a new continent, a heart-shaped continent, you know, and everybody belongs to us. Everybody, really. So thank you again that I really could get this feeling from you, and I hope you never forget this, because there will be a time in the future when you will be very proud that you were here. I guarantee you. This place is not so big, the house is not so big, but the desire is the bigger on the world, I guarantee you now. Thank you very much, and L'chaim.
Every time I see Moshe in all the country I met him, I ask him something, and he feel very uncomfortable. But I will do the same today. I'm so sorry, Moshe. Can you sing for me the? Ask it. Can you sing for me? Really, Bemet, when he sings for me, I feel like, you know, like when David used to sing for Saul, you know. Please, this song of Bala Sulam. Beva Kashar, yes, the melody. Be nice. My brother. All together, we will sing it. Okay, but I don't know.
Only if we all sing this thing. It's, also you.
I let you start, you know, I don't know how to start.
Lie, 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 lie,
la la la.
חברים, בואו רק נכניס את הבורא בתוך הבקשה.
Friends, let's only put the Creator into this request. Let's bring him in. He wants this to happen. He wants us to unite. I've never seen so many Europeans from all the countries wanting to talk only about unity, really meaning it, really dreaming it. You know, there's a convention after convention. We had also the convention here, and in the evening we get together again, and on the Yeshivat Chaverim, and all that we did, the friends, they talked only about one thing: how do we make the connection? So we come out of this Yeshivat Chaverim with the feeling of wholeness, that we all want to be one kli, and the Creator is with us and will succeed.
ועל זה אנחנו נשיר ביחד. לחיים בן ברוך.
לחיים.
Yeah. It's called Nale Nale. Three, four.
Thank you.
chorus, we have to finish, so let's sing together.
Thank you.